Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I don't get into the pettiness of the internet a lot, unless it's to illustrate the pettiness. And I was just pointing out there's all these tough guys on the internet who don't even use their real names or whatever. A caller calls in and says the debate was like watching two demons trading lies about fairy tales. I say, hey, that's great. I'm going to tweet out what you just said. I announce it on air. I tweet it 15 minutes ago or start talking about it 15 minutes ago. Someone obviously heard that, tweeted it before I ever finished it because I waited until I proofread it during the break and sent it out. They tweeted like 2 minutes before me. So there could be a new controversy of how I stole a tweet that will punch it up on screen for people who are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. It's not about two demons, trading lies about fairy tales. That's not what we're talking. No, it's how Alex is bad. In fact, I should be put in prison for this. It says the debate was like watching two demons trading lies about fairy tales. I told the guy I'm going to tweet out what he said on air. Then this one goes, initiated demons they are, I guess in the Yoda-style talk. And then this guy says, you delivered this tweet from @FUCT. Not cool, bro. Well, I'm not cool. I'm just bad. See, so I tweet this out. And obviously this guy over here heard the caller tweeted at the same time. And then I'm reported on for stealing tweets. And that's how this craziness works. Just absolutely amazing. So there you go. But you can follow us at twitter.com/realalexjones or, of course, at prisonplanet.tv. We're streaming video right now. It's just mindlessness. Let's go back to Jim in Ohio. So you sent out a thing about, I was at this Apple store. I'm so mad I could shoot that person. And Homeland Security shows up at your dorm. Go ahead and finish the story quickly.
Yeah, well, anyways, they showed up and, were sitting me down and, giving me this talking to about how I shouldn't be doing this and that and whatever and how serious it was and that, you can be arrested for this and all these different things. Well, in any case, I didn't even put the dots together, but turns out that they were probably most likely doing this in advance of, Obama coming to campus, not, 3 weeks or so later after this meeting they had with me, which someone mentioned to when I was telling them the story later. They're like, it was probably because the president was coming. And I didn't even connect to the dots.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. They got data mining deals that scoop everything up. It's an incredible technocracy. Good to hear from you, my friend. Let's go to Colin in Georgia. You're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. Welcome.
Okay. First off, I think I have two things. First is, what's your take on the Anonymous movement?
Well, anytime you hear an Anonymous movement, there's going to be good people and bad people. Now the government can project onto all hackers false flags or things they do to shut up hacking in general. And they can also blame attacks on Anonymous, and then so Anonymous takes credit. Anytime something's anonymous, it's perfect for black bag operations, cloak and dagger type stuff, where they can generally blame hackers, period, for stuff the globalists have done to bring in their cybersecurity takeover system.
Well, I know what they've done with Operation Blackout and Stop and Soap and Pipe and stuff. They did some pretty good things. But
because now anything good will be attributed to Anonymous. Anything bad will be because it's just Anonymous. It's like saying, hey, we need to occupy Wall Street against the corrupt banks. All these good people show up, then the Democrats come who put the call out through their operatives and try to take it over. When that didn't work, they arrested everybody and shut it down in a federal coordinated raid nationwide. See what I'm saying? It's a projection.
Yeah. Okay, that brings me to my second question. I saw a video on YouTube about Operation V that they're trying to execute. And they're actually declaring war against the United States government.
Yeah, that's because they're, listen, they're trying to pass cybersecurity. Obama's getting ready with his executive order to take the web over. I don't know about the particular operation, but guaranteed, they launched Stuxnet against Iran, and so they wanted to take the web over because of Stuxnet. Okay? We don't have a U.S. government. We have a banker government. Okay? Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back into yet another live hour. I am Alex Jones, your host. You have found it the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. We are here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be talking to Brian Toohey here in a moment. I've interviewed him on the nightly news, but I want to get him back on the full radio show. He wrote The Fix Is In, the showbiz manipulations of the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NASCAR, and the fact that, you know, gambling basically runs the whole deal. And I know people know this to a certain extent, but you realize how staged and how fake and what a fraud it is and how taxpayers subsidize it. Here's a article out of the Washington Post. Playing by the NFL's tax-exempt rules. Here's another report on Business Week. In stadium building spree, U.S. taxpayers lose $4 billion. And, you know, that's my big problem. If you want to have Formula One, that's one thing outside Austin. But why on God's green earth are they being given basically total tax exemption and a bunch of it paid for on top of that by taxpayers? While the guy that owns Formula One gives, you know, just earlier this year, he gave one daughter, $4 billion? And the other one, a bunch of money as well. I mean, and again, I'm all, I'm all people making money if it's done in the free market, but it's almost always some crony ripoff. And then those are guys always lecturing lower middle class and middle class people. We got to pay more taxes because we're rich and we're bad. When really the money's just taken and given to these guys. So that's just some of the news and information I have on that front. We're going to be talking about that in a second. Going to Infowars.com, punch that up on screen for people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. Obama supporters continue threats to riot and assassinate Romney. Steve Watson has another headline, vote Obama for unaccountable drone warfare, vote for Romney for unaccountable drone warfare. United Nations calls for Internet Big Brother system to combat terrorism. But I was just talking about the last caller about how they stage cyber attacks, then blame it on Anonymous, because Anonymous is easy to blame it on because it's Anonymous. Also, World Bank luminary, breed smaller people to increase metabolic efficiency. Yeah, the government wants to genetically engineer you. They have to first sterilize you to where you have to artificially create an egg in a laboratory. Then, of course, it'll be government health care run, so you'll have to agree to have certain traits put in. Establishment plays race card to bury violent threats by Obama supporters. Russian foreign minister says U.S. playing geopolitical game in the Middle East. Really? No. How about the U.S. doesn't exist, was taken over by foreign banks? It's like Russia's run by oligarchs. How about that? A lot more up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, Brian Toohey is a very interesting fellow. In fact, I've got his bio over here. I probably should go over that. Brian Toohey is the author of The Fix Is In, The Showbiz Manipulations of the NFL, which has been reviewed by the Wall Street Journal. He's the nation's foremost expert on game fixing and has been called its most skeptical fan. He has appeared in over 100 different radio programs, TV programs. You name it. I'm not going to go over the whole deal. He's reviewed FBI files, you name it, interviewed FBI agents. I'm not going to even begin to get into his whole bio. Brian Toohey joins us because, you know, again, I played football. I played baseball. I was even in track. I like it when you're in the sports. My kids are on swim team, stuff like that. You know, soccer, all that. I love sports if it's your team, if you're in it. And if it's old people playing softball, I'll go watch it. But because it's about them. It's about us, little guys. It's so sick, though, when kids only have Lance Armstrong on their wall. You know, why don't they have, Fearless Felix, you know, the guy jumping from 24 miles up there? Some folks mailed us some 1950s books about the Founding Fathers and Davy Crockett and all this stuff. And I was reading the back of that, what listeners sent me, I gave to my son. It was all the incredible stuff they were reading. About Madame Curie and about, and you read them, they're entertaining books too about history. That's how I got into it. Now, think about the average kids today, it's either sports or it's video games. At least sports is in the real world to some extent. And I'm not even saying video games are all bad, except these virtual realities, and it's all people will talk about, or you go to the bar to pick up food you've ordered at the restaurant, and men look at you and go, hey, Alex Jones, how you doing? Hey, man, how about the game, blah, blah, blah. And it's all just fake. It's not real. I don't want to talk about a bunch of overpaid, arrogant professional athletes that think they're God and are egomaniacs, okay? I'm sick of people that are egomaniacs. I'm sick of people that get off on all this narcissism. Never take my aggression and my anger and my focus as narcissism. It's the opposite. That's why I can't stand being told how great I am. I know how transitory I am. I know the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I'm incredibly humble. I'm angry at the globalists, and I'm a fan of human ingenuity and passion and beauty and discovery. And everything I see being force-fed by the mainstream media is to dumb us down and is ugly. It's ugly. And I had to sit here for years knowing what a dirtbag Lance Armstrong was. But, you know, my parents have been at Tour de France in the box with Lance Armstrong's family, okay? I'm not going to get into the whole thing, how that ended up happening a few times. But the point is, and I didn't really hear much from them. I heard it from other people, okay? I mean, Lance Armstrong lives in Austin, okay? And I talked to the big Wall Street guy that knows Lance Armstrong that was on a board with him, how much Lance Armstrong hates me. Then I found out from somebody else at one of his, I'm not even going to say where. The point is, did I ever talk about Lance Armstrong? No. The last few years with a scandal. Because Lance Armstrong doesn't amount to a hill of beans, ladies and gentlemen. Another self-centered egomaniac. Who treats his wife and his kids and everybody around him like trash, who treats his girlfriends like trash, who treats everybody like dirt, who promises people things and doesn't deliver, okay? He's a nobody, folks. He's a nobody. And I never talked about Lance Armstrong. I could tell you a lot of stories about Lance Armstrong. I'm not going to do it. But it's disgusting. It's disgusting. Disgusting. Okay? But what's more disgusting is it's now come out, but it's back of the paper, that, of course, the big international associations and different races he was in knew he was doping. And when he would get caught, it would get shut down. And Lance told his team, don't worry, I'm getting it all fixed. Because he was making the sport from obscure to incredibly giant and popular. He was expanding it. And so they let it build up. And then as it oozed out and stuff, well, now they're going to let it come out so the system can act like it's a good. It's a ritual, like burning, for tiny stock stuff that wasn't even an impropriety, in my view, researching at Martha Stewart. Okay, this is what they do. Oh, Martha Stewart, the average person thinks she's rich. She's nothing compared to the globalists. Let's burn her while, you know, globalists can steal trillions. That's my issue. So this ceremony of building up Lance Armstrong and then destroying him, I want no part of it. I want no part of it. Lance Armstrong is a joke. Another inflated ego brought down to size. Another life that's worthless. I mean, it's an empty husk. Pushing the cancer industry, raising money to create more expensive treatments. Why is cancer exploding? Why don't you ever talk about that, Lance Armstrong? I got a message to Lance Armstrong a couple years ago. And he just said, tell that conspiracy theorist, you know, that he's crazy. And I said, Lance, why don't you do something? Let us get you some documents about why cancer is increasing. And why don't you come out and really do something that helps people and expose that cancer is being engineered? And my answer was, you know what, Jones, you're a kook. You know what, Lance Armstrong, I'm not a kook. I know what I'm talking about. You don't really want to help people. You want to play the part of a hero and get built up, and you're a cheat and you're a joke. And you took all this power you had back when you could have done something and you squandered it. You wasted it, and there's nothing more pathetic, and it makes me sick. It makes me feel bad for you. It makes me feel low. Watching your fall makes me feel like trash, knowing that you never... Now you're discredited. Now you can't do really any good, bud. We're going to go to our guest here. I'm now ranting off into Lance Armstrong. It just makes me sick. You know, what's the hundreds of millions of dollars do for you, bud? Did I predict he's going to end up losing? Oh, they're coming after him. Don't you worry. They'll cook something up now. Everything's illegal in this country. They'll get you, Lance. You're going to go to jail, probably. My gut tells me. And they'll love it. They'll love burning you. That system that built you up and knew you were a cheat, pushing all that cancer treatment on people and making you the big hero and then making the cancer industry look like heroes when they're engineering the whole thing. Riding this train straight to hell. I'm done talking about Lance Armstrong. My parents are going to get mad, too, that I mentioned that. They never told me anything. Just after the fact, they're like, oh, yeah. But they didn't really know Lance Armstrong that well. They've just been around him some. But I know plenty from the stuff I know isn't from my parents. All right, we're going to go to break, come back with this guest. We're going to talk about the fraud in sports and other things that are going on and try to go to some of your calls. I know people are holding. Hopefully you can tailor them to the guests. It doesn't matter. You can talk about the nature of fraud in this world. The book is available. Brian Toohey, The Fix is In at InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com, PrisonPlanet.com, all links through. And a little bit of profit we make funds this operation. I got dozens of ways to try to fund the 51 crew members and what we've built here. And, yeah, we're not George Soros, you know, giving $3 million to Think Progress or the White House, you know, working with and getting money to you know, Media Matters and stuff. And then they write articles about how evil we are, that we have sponsors and sell things. Oh, it's so terrible. So we can get up here and tell you, hey, read the vaccine insert. It says it can give you Guillain-Barre's, permanent narcolepsy, sterilize you, give you cancer, kill you, autoimmune disorders. Read the insert. Hey, see this news article? See all these news articles saying zero side effects with no citation? Here's the CDC site. Hundreds of pages. Just a glossary, 20 pages long, saying death, comas. Please, for heaven's sakes, read it. Lance Armstrong, please, let me get you some documents about cancer viruses and vaccines and why cancer is exploding. You could really help people. You tell that nut, I'd never talk to him, that conspiracy kook. What was that, about 3-4 years ago? I said 2, it was like 4 years ago. You know, that's how this stuff works. And now the system you love, Lance, is going to burn you to the ground. So get ready. You ask for it, you're going to get it. We'll be right back after this quick break, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there is any interruption in our fragile food supply chain or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic grades for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
You know, I thought about this song, sending out an SOS message in a bottle. I think we should use it more, because that's what we're doing here. When you try to wake somebody up, when you give them a copy of InfoWars magazine, when you send them a link to one of our films online, that's a message in a bottle. And I say fire and forget. Just start dropping the messages in a bottle and putting them out there. People that all they can talk about is video games and sports. You know what? I'm not saying you're bad because you like it, but do something else some of the time. It's so sick, all these self-propelled stomachs wandering around in their football jerseys, acting tough. And Anyways, I'm ranting. Brian Toohey is on the line with us. You've been hearing my rant the last 15 minutes, Brian. What's your take on the points I've been making? And yeah, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. Boil down the fraud you've discovered as a sports fan, as a sports writer, and you know why you basically turned against this unholy thing.
Well, the big thing is that I found out that professional sports can legally fix their own games. They can fix their own outcomes, and they would want to do this because obviously you'd give them more fan interest, you know, higher TV ratings, more ad revenue, and thus make them more profit. And that's the scary part. That's the part I think fans should really take away from all this, is that there's no law protecting them from the professional sports leagues. And like you pointed out, there's really no oversight on the professional sports leagues either. I mean, the media didn't do anything really against Lance Armstrong, and in a very real way, they still kind of protect him. And that's the same thing with professional sports. You look at the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, they're kind of protected by the sports media because, in fact, the sports media funds them. I mean, the NFL makes nearly $6 billion a season from the likes of Fox, CBS, ESPN, and all these major networks. And NBA makes a couple million dollars a year from, or I should say billion dollars a year from ESPN. So are they really going to investigate these sports leagues? Are they going to really investigate the athletes when they know exposing such corruption would actually hurt their own bottom line? So they're kind of all in this together, and I think they're in this together to make money. And in a sense, if they have to dupe the fans to do so, they will.
And that's what makes it a joke. It's a big gambling casino rigged to fleece idiots, and the public talks about the sports teams like it's them. Like, oh, Austin's so bummed out, we lost our 7 Tour de France's. You didn't lose anything, you morons. Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly right. The big thing is you hear this when you listen to sports radio, when fans call in, they'll say we as if they're part of the team. Well, you're not part of the team. You may be funding the team. You may be funding the league because you're giving them so much money and so much of your time. But the fact is that, you know, researchers and psychologists have studied this, and they've shown that people do get some benefit from watching professional sports because it does release some of their anger, which is probably good for the government. And it's also, you know, it's one of those things that makes up their personal identity. So when
it takes the tribalism that a man would use to be successful in business. You're supposed to be angry and warlike in business, not cheating, but focused. You're supposed to be focused in politics. You're supposed to be informed and know about all the ins and outs of government. Instead, you know all the ins and outs of the soap opera of, you know, what size jockstrap the quarterback wears.
Well, exactly. I'm sure there's guys, you know, in Chicago, near where I live, who could name the starting lineup of the 1984 Chicago Cubs, but they couldn't tell you who their alderman is, who their mayor is, who their senators are, any of that. I mean, I think even like last night, you had the debates on, which were kind of a joke because you can't include a third-party candidate at all in these because the Republicans, Democrats own the debates. But yet, how many people were instead watching, you know, Game 7 of the National League, you know, Championship Series? Or how many people are watching Monday Night Football as opposed to informing themselves maybe more about their own government?
Sure. And, I mean, again, it's one thing, you know, to pop a beer, watch a baseball game, but it's the mental illness of getting more and more obsessed. And it's the parallel in history that as societies collapse, they always get more and more into sports. It's just a major red flag.
Well, and that's what the Romans did. I mean, they used the gladiator contest to distract the populace. And today, it's almost the same thing with, you know, the National Football League. They're almost the modern-day gladiators. They're in publicly funded stadiums. They get tax-exempt status for having these stadiums. They're actually, the NFL has just revealed, they're actually a non-profit organization. Not the teams, but the NFL, the core, the headquarters, are a non-profit organization. How is that possible when, like, their commissioner's making $10 million a year? Getting $10 million a year to run a non-profit organization, is there something wrong there?
Well, that's where all this is going. They teach Harvard courses for CEOs. Everything's going to be tax-free foundations, and they're going to run all the businesses and really make profits, but then none of us are going to be allowed to be in that. We all pay taxes to give it to them.
Well, exactly, and I think that's another thing that makes it kind of proves that the fact that these leagues can fix their own games where it may only benefit one team, but in effect benefits the entire league. The NFL shares 75% to 80% of all the revenue they take in. They take in nearly $10 billion a season, and most of that is distributed equally to all the teams. So if one team succeeds, if you have like Tim Tebow succeeding and millions of people are tuning in to watch Tebow and they're buying Tebow jerseys, well, that's not just profiting one team, it's profiting them all.
Well, it's just sad to see men, especially who don't have any life, anything they've conquered, any destiny. They're just these empty men who act tough all day and watch sports and think it's manly to know all these details. Meanwhile, their kids' water they're drinking has a chemical weapon in it, and I have the White House science czar saying it's to hurt your child, and they don't care. They beat their kids' brains out for sports.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, third edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is the question of a man's libido, especially if you're a man over 40. Sure, boosting free testosterone helps, but research shows boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide in a man's body will take your experience to a whole new level. Introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost, with ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels, while at the same time boosting nitric oxide and blood flow when and where it counts. And if you call today, you can try T-Gen with NitroBoost for only half price. That's right, I said half price. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Sky High Libido. Better performance for 50% off. And even this crazy offer comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. But you must call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
That's right, I am he. You know, the TSA is now on highways all over the country doing their new handshake that means, well, in your pants. All part of living in a free country. And Adon Salazar was just down the street at Cabo Bob's here in Austin, Texas. And they were loving Homeland Security trucks, Transportation Security Administration. In their little blue uniforms, they're here to run our lives. Enjoy. So I guess the checkpoints they have in Dallas and Houston and San Antonio, I get to see my little friends. I saw an ABC News article about the massive waves of theft by TSA. And then I was reading about police all over the country are now taking cash out of people's wallets that's even legal. Even if it's in the bank withdrawal pack with the receipt, they're taking it. Thousands of dollars, and that's what the new, they're not even regulations. Government's just saying, we're not letting you take after-tax money out of the country. No, you can't leave the U.S., your money stays here. And now they're saying they're not going to issue passports to most Americans. You're going to stay here, and we're going to rape you. Now go watch a football game and shut up. Shut up. Shut up and take it, scum. It's freedom. that drone's got a weapon system if you don't lick the boots of it. Now, let's go back to Brian Toohey, author of The Fix Is In, The Showbiz Manipulations of the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, NASCAR, you name it. And again, you know about fixing and boxing, all of it. I want to ask him what he, from his research in the FBI files, what the most fixed stuff is, the numbers of billions we're talking about here, and the, societally this is obviously getting worse. Where is it going? Like forced sports viewing? I mean, how bad will the cult of this situation get?
Well, which question do you want me to answer first?
You got the floor. Break it down. Okay. I mean, you know, your greatest hits of the loving fraud that all the schmucks and suckers and people love to toady around and be ripped off by the mafia that runs sports.
Well, with the FBI files, for example, that I have, there's over 400 of them, and they cover investigations of violations of the Sports Bribery Act, which was passed in 1964 and basically makes it illegal for someone to pay someone else to fix the outcome of a game. And the files cover everything from horse racing to boxing to college football, college basketball, the NBA, the NFL, and Major League Baseball. And the scary thing is in 1999, which was the last time anybody did any sort of estimate on how much money is gambled illegally in the United States right now on sports, they estimated anywhere from $80 billion to $380 billion is wagered illegally each year on professional sports. Now, this is nearly, even the low estimate, the conservative estimate of $80 billion is nearly four times the amount of money the NFL, NBA, National Hockey League, and Major League Baseball make combined. They made about $25 billion last year. Well, professional sports gamblers are betting more than that, maybe four times as much as that every year. So what's not to say that that money does not influence the outcome of the sports that we are watching, because no one's monitoring for that money. No one's looking out for fixed games. The major media doesn't believe fixed games can happen, so they're not looking out for it. The sports leagues don't want to admit that it's possible that a game can be fixed, so they're completely ignoring it, even though they have their own security divisions, which are literally staffed with former members of the FBI, CIA, DEA, Secret Service, and local law enforcement. They don't reveal anything to, you know, actual law enforcement in terms of what's going on within their league, so the leagues aren't looking out for it. Sports gamblers are more apt to be the ones fixing the games because they're associated a lot of times with organized crime who run the illegal underground.
And you've also got massive gambling by the players, the refs, all of them. I mean, look at Pete Rose. This is well known.
Well, exactly. And with Pete Rose, and the thing that people a lot of times, they give Pete Rose the benefit of the doubt because he was supposedly gambling on himself. Well, Pete wasn't gambling on 162 games that he played in for him on himself. A lot of times he was not betting on himself, which tipped off the other gamblers he was working with and the bookmakers that said, hey, maybe we should be betting against Pete because he doesn't even think he's going to win tonight. So, I mean, there's even so much gambling going on by the players, like you say, the referees, the coaches. No one's monitoring all this.
And well, men also seem to think it's so cool to gamble and it's so trendy. I mean, it's all a big joke. I mean, it's one thing if you go play poker with your buddies and bet a few dollars here and there. But, I mean, you know, this whole thing of this whole culture of gambling, I mean, it's literally like begging to be a loser, begging to be a schmuck.
Well, yeah, most gamblers do not win. And it's funny because you only have to win about 56% of your bets to be successful. But most people can't do that. The professionals who do it, who can do it, literally work 70 to 80 hours a week, and they get what they call inside information, stuff that no one else gets about these games, about these athletes, because that's one of the things is people don't quite understand is that you think that your favorite athlete maybe wants to give 100% in every game. Well, that's not true. You don't know if he was out drinking the night before, if he, you know, is getting divorced. You don't know what is going on in his private life. So you don't know what's really mentally going on in
his
head.
Yeah, but I mean, look at the guys with the pit bulls and everything. I mean, it's just people think trashiness is cool nowadays, and so there's just a bottomless to it. I mean, looking at this from the outside, reading your book, undoubtedly things are getting worse quickly. How far will it go?
Well, if you look around the world, and that's a lot of things American sports fans don't do, is if you look to soccer, you look to tennis, cricket, there's matches being fixed constantly in countries all over this world by organized crime, by gamblers. Now, supposedly that's never touched our shores, but I don't believe that's the case. I believe it's going on now. It's just the fact is no one's looking for it. I mean, I'm about the only person in America, unfortunately, who's looking into this. The ESPNs, the Sports Illustrateds of the world, they just ignore this as if it's not happening because they're being dictated to by the that they find.
Remember 6, 7, 8 years ago, we heard this Lance Armstrong stuff and we're told we were conspiracy theorists. not being a conspiracy theorist just means you're totally gullible and walk around in dark parking lots at night begging people to rob you. I mean, being a conspiracy theorist means you just don't believe what known liars tell you over and over again. It's like J. Edgar Hoover testified in the early 50s before Congress and said there was no such thing as organized crime or La Cosa Nostra. And then people still think organized crime is only Italian, and that's a tiny part of it. It just shows the total naivete.
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, I've been called the number one sports conspiracy theorist in America, and that's because I don't trust the leagues. I'm skeptical of the leagues, and that's the big thing I don't get with conspiracy theorists. I mean, why am I not the skeptic? Why are the skeptics the one who always attack the conspiracy theorists or the supposed conspiracy
theorists? Well, I mean, they want to keep the public sheep-like and gullible. I mean,
but they're not the skeptics. That's the funny part. They're the ones who are just towing the line. The skeptics are the ones questioning, why is the line there? Why is this the way it is? I mean, and that's what I'm doing. I'm questioning the major sports leagues and saying they're not telling the fans the entire truth of it.
Explain to people the court rulings where the NFL, all of it, this is for entertainment purposes only. They say that. Break that down for people.
Well, the biggest thing, it came out of the Spygate scandal, which happened between the New England Patriots and a Jets fan. He sued the Patriots over this whole Spygate incident, which took place a few years back when the Patriots were videotaping the other team's coaching signals. And it went all the way to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, and then the judge who ruled on the case said, your ticket, when you buy the ticket to a football game, basketball game, what have you, it even says on the tickets for entertainment purposes only, but your ticket only entitles you to see a football game, for example. It doesn't mean it has to be played by any certain rules, that any certain players have to appear, that those rules have to be followed, that a team can't cheat. It basically, the NFL provides you with a football game that fulfilled their under the contract. So you couldn't even go after, like, the league for fraud for fixing games because the courts have already ruled that it's not fraud. It's just an entertainment product. You consume it, and that's the end of the story.
What do you think about the whole Lance Armstrong thing? You heard my rant, but and I followed the case a little bit just because it deals with the fact that they like to burn the minion when it turns out from the witnesses that Armstrong and others were failing, but people up the chain were fixing it for him.
Well, and the scary thing to me is that he's not alone. I mean, they know cycling has been, you know, rampant with performance-enhancing drugs, but you know what? So are the NFL, so is the NBA, the NHL, all the major sports leagues are. And the thing is, the major leagues' drug testing programs really are just PR campaigns. They don't care if the athletes are doing drugs. They don't care if they're doing cocaine or if they're doing steroids or what have you, as long as they perform, as long as they put on a show. And don't forget, performance-enhancing drugs are going to actually improve the show that they're putting on. The leagues are good with it. They just have to have these programs in place so they can reassure the fans, oh, everything's good, everything's clean, don't worry about it, we got it taken care of. But I don't think that's the case. I think they know. In fact, I had a former, or actually say a current member of the Football Writers of America tell me on his radio program that at least 75% of the NFL, the players are doing HGH, human growth hormone. But at the time, the league wasn't testing for it, so it was free for them to do so, and the league knew it, and they didn't care.
And again, there's this idea of, well, everybody's corrupt, we're just going to do it. Once you get in that space, then the sky's the limit. Once you just give in to corruption completely, then it takes over society, points its finger at you and says, you're the extremist, you're the conspiracy theorist, you're the bad guy. And that's what we've now reached, not just in this, but in all the different corruption, where the Homeland Security says the people exposing the bad, we're the terrorists now.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I'm on a government watch list for the FBI files that I've requested just because they deal with professional sports. I mean, again, if the government is, to a certain extent, funding professional sports for the reasons you and I kind of think they are, in terms of, you know, controlling the populace and making them distracted, then they're watching what I'm doing. And I know the leagues are watching what I'm doing as well because they're afraid I'm going to expose the fact that, you know, the emperor has no clothes on, that these games can be corrupted and are being corrupted, and no one's looking out for it.
Well, that's the thing. It's inherently corrupt. It's inherently a joke. It's inherently bad. It's totally sick, and it's been sold as healthy and good. It's a dirty joke. And I think everybody should just boycott professional sports. If you want to support your local teams, colleges even gotten corrupt, you know, your high school team, whatever. If your kids are in it or you're in the sports, I think it's healthy and great. But this whole narcissism, this obsession with it, all of it has gotten really nasty.
Well, yeah, because you got to remember, they don't put the games on just for fun. I mean, they put on college games, they put on the professional games to sell you things. They put it on for advertising. That's why it exists. And one of the reasons why it's so highly sought after by the networks is because it's really one of the few things that still goes on live that people have to watch while it's going on if they want to know the results. Not many people record sporting events to watch them later. They have to watch them now. They have to know what's going on now as opposed to all the other teams.
Yeah, it's there to waste your time. How much, because I mean, I've seen numbers of $5 billion in the last few years on sports stadiums. How much are taxpayers fitting the bill for all these disgusting parasitic sports teams?
I couldn't tell you an exact number, but it's interesting to note that, you know, many economists who have studied the impact of these stadiums on cities have said that sports stadiums do absolutely nothing for a city's economy. I mean, as soon as, like, the Colts left Baltimore, you know, the city of Baltimore didn't fall apart. In fact, it actually stepped up. It got better because that entertainment money that was being spent on the Colts instead went to other local things, local theater, local music, and that sort of thing.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It doesn't really help a city to have a major league sports team. It just is, it's kind of a mental thing. As people want it, they want to be able to identify with it for whatever reason.
That's their ego, that's their accomplishment, is to go watch a bunch of drug addicts and have TSA-trained goons grope their family and then be overcharged and yelled at and tasered for no reason. And they bring a little girl in Michigan, they order a lemonade, they bring an alcoholic lemonade, she doesn't even drink it, but they still arrest the dad and CPS the kid. You're just asking to be abused in a giant, disgusting mafia operation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a scary thing what's going on with professional sports today because there is so much money involved and there's so much money on the line for these people that they don't want to let it go. And that's why I think they're willing to manipulate the outcome of their own games because they have to keep increasing things. They have to keep upping the stakes, upping the ante, making more people watch, almost compelling more people to watch. And that's why I don't think they can just leave it up to chance. I mean, I ask people, would you leave a multi-billion-dollar industry up to chance, especially when you don't have to? Because, I mean, if you took, like, McDonald's, for example, and McDonald's had the ability to manipulate and control the taste of their food while you consumed it to make it more appealing to you, they would do that. Well, professional sports leagues can do the exact same thing. They can alter the game. They can manipulate the game while you're consuming it, while you're watching it, and make it better, make it more enjoyable. And so why do people think they don't do that?
No, I mean, it's all ridiculous. I want to go to some phone calls. Everybody should get this book and give it to your sports zombie friends. The Fix is in, InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air for a question for our guest. Go ahead. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Brian. When I was younger, I went and I saw the Bulls at the hotel before the game because I was a huge fan, and I was real innocent, and I wanted to meet the players. And I actually saw some escorts getting sent up to the rooms, and I saw some of the players walking with the girls a few feet behind them. And, you know, I innocently was trying to ask for autographs and snap pictures, so I have these pictures of them with the girls, so I'm not just, you know, rumoring this. And, you know, a lot of my illusions were shattered after that. And,
obviously there, prostitution is ubiquitous in sports, yeah.
But the question I wanted to ask Brian was, you know, like with the whole Kobe Bryant thing and, in Colorado and then how they just want to let him go back and play. Do you think that they, like, kind of, like, send people to set these guys up so they can tear them down?
Oh, absolutely. Brian, talk about that.
Oh, absolutely. I have a video that I got actually from the FBI through the Freedom of Information Act. And it was a video they used to show to the players to warn them about being corrupted and get, you know, sucked into, you know, game fixing schemes. And one of the things they mentioned was the fact that these guys will use women to lure these guys into these plots. So, I mean, it's very easy to use, you know, women use prostitutes to get them.
And they say, we're going to tell your wives the same way they get politicians. Have you put that video out yet, brother?
No, I haven't. I just recently got it.
I would love to have you on and premiere that and get it out as a big story. I'm sure you can do it somewhere else, but that, those training videos, I got to see that. That would be dynamite. Because here they are saying there's no fixing, but they're showing them videos going, here's how you get set up.
Well, that's the really interesting part of it is because they're talking about things that's never come out in the public. But they're obviously showing, and it's only meant to be shown to the athletes.
Hey, listen, I wouldn't sit on that too long. I get that out quick.
No, I plan on doing something with it very soon because it is. It's really interesting because people don't think games have been fixed, and yet they're talking openly about games that have been fixed.
No, that is bombshell that you got that. Okay, caller, I think that answers your question. Thank you, sir. Let's talk to Eddie in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Edie.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. I had a couple of comments. One kind of went back to your earlier discussion about candidates and the debates and squandering power, and the other has to do with the sports situation. I'll go with the sports one first. And that is, I guess I'm wondering exactly what the proof is as far as it being fixed. And then the other thing I was wondering about for quite a while, there was a big association in commercials and things like that combining sort of a gang lifestyle with sports. And then we ended up with all these gangs, you know, getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, no, they're selling that to ruin the kids. They're piggybacking destructive. I've talked to high-level people that were there with MTV when they said in the mid-90s, we're going to push gangster rap to, you know, to wreck people. That's how this works. They want a dumbed-down culture so the kids act like gang members and the cops are trying to put them in prison. Can you comment on that, Brian?
Well, I'll go back to what she asked me about the proof of this. And the proof, the hard part with proof is the FBI investigated, like I said, I have over 400 files of them investigating fixed games and fixed horse races and boxing matches. And they had an extremely hard time proving these things because you can watch the game film of a particular game and you can't tell if a quarterback threw an interception, for example, on purpose or if he just threw an interception. I mean, that's the way things go. These things are very hard to prove because there is no concrete evidence of them. But that doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
I mean, there are a lot of documented cases. They always say it was an individual player did it for themselves. But the point is they show them training videos saying don't get set up to fix games. It's been proven fixed all over the world. We're just the most naive people on the planet.
I agree with you.
Ma'am, does that answer your question?
Yeah, I had one more comment, which was when we were talking about candidates with squandering power, I was thinking that a lot of the conservative, you know, programs like this are really good. Why aren't we using our power to promote the Constitution Party?
Stay there.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. The unprepared or beprepared.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
some of the biggest problems facing our society are the video game heads, the sports heads. People really aren't living. They're just watching a television. They're watching a game. And then it's all got messages that are destructive on purpose. Because we have a criminal elite running the architecture of the world right now. And they see you as dumb animals, so they're putting out propaganda to make you become what they say you are. And, you know, they sell that sports is so wholesome and good. It's not. Professional sports is sick. And it's empty. And it's not fulfilling anybody. And it's riddled with fraud and the TSA groping you and troops of the Kentucky Derby searching people. All of it is just used to sell a fraud. It's like the Running Man. We're going to take a few more calls here. We were talking to a caller in Wisconsin, and she was bringing up points. What was your point about the Constitution, ma'am?
I was just going to say, it's going back to your earlier conversation about the candidates. All of us, you know, so many of us feel very upset by only being given the choice of Romney or Obama. And what I'm wondering at this point, you're talking about squandering power. And I think all these, you know, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio and different programs. And I guess what I'm wondering is, why aren't we using our platform? I mean, MoveOn.org has certainly done enough of it to promote the Constitution Party candidate, Virgil Good, because he is on, I think, just about every state's ballot now. And to me, it's a better choice than anything
sure,
else.
Sure. How they get us is the lesser of two evils, and I appreciate your call, where just like the two parties are subsidized, just like sports is subsidized, they make it such a big spectacle that then the third party is such a sideshow. People go, well, there's not much difference, but, you know, I like Romney or I like Obama. Do you have any comments with sports analogies tied into politics here, Brian?
Well, I think one of the interesting things is one of the other things I've studied is continuity of government programs and national emergencies. I actually wrote a book on it. I haven't had published yet. And, you know, people say, well, that's impossible. You know, the government can't round you up and that sort of thing. Well, they can. They just haven't done it yet. They could do it tomorrow. And it's the same with, you know, professional sports. You know, people don't think a game can be fixed, but you know what? It could be fixed this Sunday. It could be fixed tomorrow. It can happen. It's just a question of whether they will do it and how often they do it. But there's things out there that can be done by these leagues and that can be done by our government that people just don't want to believe is possible.
It's funny you raise that. NCOG, sports stadiums are where they first round everybody up and then process who goes to a camp, who goes to forced labor. That's all on record. The sports stadiums are actually the giant government takeover centers.
Well, and they're supposed to be able to, if your stadium is funded by public money, they're supposed to even house the indigents, like when they're not playing games. But, I mean, you know, are they going to allow, you know, a bunch of homeless people to wander into, like, Soldier Field in Chicago when they spent, you know, $500 million renovating it just to take care of them? I don't think so. But, yeah, you're right. They can. They'll use those places when and if they need to.
Oh, you saw what happened at the Superdome. They wouldn't let people walk out of New Orleans. They made them go there, and then the cops wouldn't go protect people. And the troops sat there for 6-7 days on giant piles of food and water and were ordered, don't help anyone, just to see what would happen.
Yeah. And then they destroyed the Superdome, the inside of the Superdome, and then public money had to be spent to, you know, re-bring it back to a state where they could play a football game. And then the NFL took all the credit for bringing back New Orleans, which I just don't believe.
And now government is going to run health care the way they've run everything else. It is going to be a nightmare. It's been a nightmare everywhere else government runs things. I'm going to do 5 more minutes with you. Take a few more calls from Courtney. Edie, thank you for your call. Those were good questions. And a few others here on the other side. But the book is The Fix is In, The Showbiz Manipulation of Major Sports. Brian Toohey is our guest. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. Stop being naive. That's what lets the criminals take over and rule us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.